gentleman here beside me hopefully need no introduction if you follow the Canadian telecom sector, but we're thrilled to have Rogers Communications here to be our next presenter. Edward Rogers was sort of a last-minute addition. We're thrilled to have the chair join us to answer mine and your questions. Tony Staffieri, CEO, and Glenn Brandt, CFO. So, gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
It's been an interesting couple of weeks with earnings season and a bit of pressure in certain areas of the industry, and certainly that's showing up in some of the share prices. Maybe I'll start off with your sort of general views, Edward, for you. It's been 1 year post-Shaw. What are your thoughts on where the company stands strategically? And what do you think about your management team? We'll ask them to cover their ears while you answer the question.
Better if we hear it. Well, Vince, thank you for having us here. It feels like school with no one wanting to sit at the front here. But thank you all for coming. It's hard to believe that a year's passed since we finally got our approval for Shaw. But with the delay, I think it gave the team extra time to be ready. And they came in running and were able to start the integration at a pace that eclipsed our plans to realize the synergy to become more competitive. We're more competitive in our cable results in the West. The wireless results have been very strong in the last 2 years and a quarter, including in the Western Canada, which is great to see. Rogers has continued to be the top choice for Canadians and new Canadians for wireless. We pass about 60% of homes today with the combined cable company, and I think we have a wonderful opportunity with fixed wireless, with certain aspects of TPIA, with using and deploying fiber for fifth generation and using that fiber across the country, that we can expand into parts that last 40% over time and have a national, more national reach that really no other competitor can do in Canada. The team is fabulous, Vince. It's I'm so proud of what they're doing. They were able to get Shaw approved and improve our performance, move us from third to first. We track 13 core metrics every quarter, and I think we're running about on 10 of them first. We're not going to be always, you know, top of the heap on everything, but I'm confident with this team that Rogers will continue to show leadership. And lastly is just the innovation that Tony has continued to roll out, which you saw with SpaceX, with Lynx Mobile, with finally getting the TTC done, and Glenn's favorite deal, the Taylor Swift deal.
Taylor Swift counts as innovation these days.